I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Matthew Sidorovich is a freshman in Chatham High School. He enjoys hiking, camping, acting, and a good old quality time with friends and family. One day, he aspires to work in films as an actor or screenwriter.
2 years ago, I hosted a service project for my scout troop to gather food for the local pantry. Now, the average scout donates about 200 pounds of food, and I wanted to surpass that goal to impress the scoutmasters, so I was eager to rank up to make my way to Eagle Scout, the highest rank in scouting. I attempted to gather some friends to help me, but to my disappointment, nobody was available to aid me. By the time we began, it was only myself, one other friend, and my mother as our driver. We were inserting food dry fryers in mailboxes for about 7 hours in a car baking in the hot sun. My friend and I started to put our heads together to think about a way to move things along faster. We were dehydrated, and everything became more difficult. After about another hour, we came to no conclusion and started to get a bit moody. Then, out of nowhere, my mother effortlessly came up with the idea to make a count for me on the Rolling Hill Association website, a neighborhood network where one can find addresses, local events, and more. Now this was my project, where I would show my capabilities. I was not keen on wasting 8 hours of my Sunday, which is already busy, coming up with an idea only for it to be discarded for a better one. "Well, why didn't you say something earlier?" I exploded, and then a verbal battle began. My friend cowered in the corner of the car while my mother and I fiercely argued. Later that day, both exhausted, we went home and made an account on the site and sent an email blast to everyone within a mile radius asking for food. We were arguing nonstop the next day or two about pointless things and wasted a lot of time. She clearly did not want to finish the project with me. The next Saturday, we returned to houses to pick up the food. To our surprise, we gathered 435 pounds of food to donate, which, in grocery bags, is enough to fill a large cardboard watermelon pen and a half. Without the email blast, we might have left empty-handed. Now, later that night, I wondered if there were any further uses for that website that I could exploit. We were searching the homepage when I spotted the "Hire a Sitter" section. I had thought of becoming an official babysitter before, and I was already skilled in taking care of many younger relatives and scouts. It would be a good practice for future fatherhood, too. So I signed up. To my surprise, less than a week later, I received a call requesting my services. I went to the client's home and met 3 boys, all under the age of 6. They were well-behaved, did not cause trouble, even at bedtime. Then it was my time to be alone in their house for 5 hours until their parents got back at 1 a.m. My purpose was to stay alert in case the kids needed anything, so I picked a spot close to the kids' bedroom and read to pass the time. It was 12:30 when I was sitting at the kitchen table half asleep when I was started to 100% awakeness. I heard the blood-curdling wail from upstairs, and every thought that entered my brain after that expected the worst. I raced into the foyer near the staircase by the bedrooms when the youngest came bounding down the stairs into my arms. His face was beet red and was covered in tear streaks. I noticed the clock in the corner. His parents were coming back in 30 minutes. I had to hurry. I proceeded to frantically ask him questions. "Ah, what happened? What's wrong?" But he just sat there and cried, not uttering a word. I gave him hugs and offered him snacks, but it was no use. I was this close to losing my cool and exploding at this child, but I remembered the food drive and how salty we were. "Why didn't you say something earlier?" Honestly, that fixed nothing. I wasn't going to make this kid cry even worse, lest I lose my job with this family. I took a long breath of fresh air and tried again. "Do you have to pee?" The child stopped sobbing, smiled, and nodded his head vigorously. Later, when he was finished, he requested some Oreos, and I served him. He was beaming. Seconds later, his parents came through the front door, right into the kitchen. "Wow, you really know how to work with kids, don't you?" their mother said. "I have been babysitting for them ever since."